community sports.
Because there is no football without grassroots football. Search Barclays Football to find out more.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 10 o'clock, the Prime Minister says the UK must maintain a calm approach as British firms look set to be hit by Donald Trump's sweeping tariffs. Mr Trump has billed tomorrow as Liberation Day, with the UK expected to be among the countries hit with new levies. Number 10 says it will reserve the right to respond in a way that protects British industry. Speaking this morning, Sir Keir Starmer says talks are still ongoing.
We are, of course, negotiating an economic deal which will, I hope, deal and mitigate the tariffs. That's, I think, where most people would want this to land. Can't predict the future on that, but we're working hard on it. But I don't think a trade war is in our interest. But, of course, the national interest is what I am guided by.
A series of essential household bills arising from today for millions of people across the UK. Costs including water, energy, broadband and road tax are going up, although the minimum wage is also increasing. Charities are warning the increases will stretch many past breaking point. A minute's silence has been held in Myanmar for the victims of last Friday's earthquake. Officials say more than 2,000 people have been killed in the disaster. The High Court is to hear challenges this morning over the imposition of VAT on private school fees. Families and faith schools are bringing legal action against the Treasury, which says the policy is needed to improve funding for state schools. And casting has been announced for four new films about the Beatles. Sir Paul McCartney will be played by Paul Mescal. Barry Keoghan will take on the role of Sir Ringo Starr. Harris Dickinson will play John Lennon. And Joseph Quinn will be George Harrison. Look at the weather. A dry and sunny day for much of the UK, turning quite breezy by the afternoon with highs of 16 degrees. From Global's newsroom for Classic FM, I'm Dominic Ellis.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Thank you, Dom. You present us not just with an exciting Tuesday, but a whole new month. Pinches and punches of the gentlest kind to one and all. Here's Mozart.
Alexander Armstrong
on Classic FM.
Thank you.
You're listening to Classic FM.
There we are. Isn't that a treat for our Tuesday, the 1st of April? That's Debussy's Danse Profane. Xavier de Maistre was our harpist there with members of the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra. Beautiful, lush, pastoral start to our April. And before that, we heard Maurizio Pollini with the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra. The rest of the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra playing the second movement of Mozart's Piano Concerto, number 21. Well, good morning to you, and welcome to Classic FM. I'm Alexander Armstrong. It is very nearly a quarter past ten. It is Tuesday, and it is the 1st of April, April Fool's Day, as some no doubt will be aware already. I'd left the Shire before the younger Armstrongs, the Zanderlings, had woken from their slumber, so I'm blissfully unaware of what they've unleashed on the day. But I can tell you, it started bracingly cold and lightly overcast and has done nothing but improve ever since. So what an exciting journey we are on. What sort of a start has April made for you? I hope it is magnificent. Certainly that's where I'm wanting to lead it with my music selection this morning, which will include this hour Nina Rota's love theme from The Godfather. I also have the opening movement of Rachmaninoff's Piano Concerto number 2, and we shall have the second clue in this week's Famous Five at 10:30. But do get in touch. Tell me how you are, and maybe what this month holds for you. You can text me on 61812 or email via classicfm.com. Meanwhile, here is Charlie Seam to play Beethoven's beautiful Romance number 2.
Thank you.
Alexander Armstrong
on Classic FM.
So
That was the Sanctus from Carl Jenkins, the Armed Man. And that was the National Youth Choir of Great Britain and the London Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Jenkins himself. And before that, Charlie Siem. Wonderful to hear him with the Philharmonia Orchestra under Oleg Katani. And that was Beethoven's Romance Number 2. Good morning, AA. This is Gillian saying it's probably the nicest day so far up here in Aberdeenshire. And I'm stuck in the office in front of a computer screen, looking out to happy families of ewes and their lambs. But it is great to have you keeping my spirits up. Fingers crossed I get today's clue for once. There we are. Well, you can hear the lambs, no doubt, which would be lovely. Well, it is 10:30. Time, therefore, for the second clue in this week's Famous Five. And here it comes. Revered right down the ages for their powers to improve either you or a stew. One can be worn in Victoria, and Alpert was one too. Here it is again. Revered right down the ages for their powers to improve either you or a stew. One can be worn in Victoria, and Alpert was one too. I shall reveal the answer before 11. Thank you.
This is Classic FM.
That is the second movement of Cimarosa's Oboe Concerto in C minor, but, as you will have heard, arranged for clarinet. Lovely arrangement by Arthur Benjamin. Andreas Ottensamer was our clarinetist there with the Rotterdam Philharmonic Orchestra. And before that, we heard Carl Davis with the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic Orchestra playing the love theme to The Godfather by Nina Rota. Well, my goodness, the only people who've been in touch with about today's clue, they've all got it wrong. Jenny and David in Norwich. Alan in Wanstead. Lovely to hear from you, but I'm afraid incorrect. Janice in a bright and sunny but chilly Dudley. But I'm afraid not inspiring you with the right answer. Maybe I've tested you too far. The Bletchley Park headhunters, who are always with me on these mornings, are shaking their heads. Oh, look, one's just come in. One's just come in, apparently, and it is right. And it is Andy and Mags. Andy and Mags, absolutely spot on in Birmingham. Lovely to hear from you. Well, keep thinking about it while we listen to this lovely Schubert written when he was just 19 years old. That's the second movement of Schubert's second symphony. The Basel Symphony Orchestra was conducted by Dennis Russell Davies. More people having a go at today's clue. Mark in Manchester. Very well done. Absolutely right. Jan in sunny but windy Devon. No. Angie and Steve in sunny Aberdeen. Also no. Carol Ann in the Scottish Borders. So lovely to hear from you. I wish you were right. You can have another go, though. Alison in Pontefract's right. And Stephen in South Benfleet. Absolutely right. Well, I shall reveal the answer after we've heard the opening movement of the piece that currently sits at the very top of the current Classic FM Hall of Fame. That could very well change come Easter, though. Here is Kirill Gerstein with Rachmaninoff. The opening movement of Rachmaninoff's Piano Concerto No. 2, Kirill Gerstein, was our soloist there with the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra. Well, how did you get on with today's famous five? And I know a number of you found this tricky. Revered right down the ages for their powers to improve either you or a stew. One can be worn in Victoria, and Albert was one too. The answer I was looking for was Herb. Herb. There we go. I'm sorry if that was a misleading clue. Let's play again at 10:30 tomorrow. Oh, we'll be forgotten. We'll begin the next hour with Forest Pavan. And yippee, I should be returning to my sensational Classic FM album of the week. A brand new release from Raphael Pichon and Pygmalion, performing Bach's B minor Mass. Coming in a moment.
Classic FM.
Meet Sarah.
Hi there.
Sarah's pranked her car miles from home, and she's not sure if her insurance covers getting back. Thankfully, Sarah's got car insurance with Aviva. If you've had an accident and your car's not safe to drive, we'll get you safely home. You'll have your feet up in no time, Sarah.
Thank goodness.
Helping you put the pieces together to get you back on track. It takes Aviva. Get a quote today at aviva.co.uk. Onward travel arrangements on comprehensive cover. Geographical restrictions apply.
Julie could part exchange her car. Or check out We Buy Any Car. She could be unsure if she got a good deal part exchanging. Or have cash in the bank with more bargaining power to get a bigger car for her five-a-side team. Totally played. Or total player. To get a quote in 30 seconds, enter your reg number now at webuyanycar.com.
Experience the incredible true story of Welsh icon Richard Burton.
Who's the Burton? I want to be an actor.
On his journey to become one of the greatest actors of all time.
This is the chance to establish yourself as a classical actor in the most prestigious theatre in the world.
Starring BAFTA winner Toby Jones, Leslie Manville and Harry Lawton.
Make something of yourself.
In cinemas April 4th. Find tickets at mrburtonfilm.co.uk.
Mum has always loved pottering in the garden and her daily walks with the dog. But when life became more challenging, I couldn't always be there. That's when we turned to Country Cousins. Within 24 hours, they introduced us to Mum's wonderful live-in carer. Now, Mum's safe and happy, and we've all felt looked after, including the dog.
For over 60 years, Country Cousins has been matching families with exceptional live-in carers. Search Country Cousins online for 50% off Country Cousins lifetime membership.
If you've lost £10,000 or more in a crypto scam, Wealth Recovery solicitors may be able to help, even if the crypto scam was up to 6 years ago. We've already claimed back millions of pounds for thousands of scam victims. So text WEALTH to 66777 now.
Wealth Recovery.
Solicitors, the crypto recovery specialists.
If you were missold a home on a holiday park, holidayparkadvicecentre.co.uk could help you receive compensation. Text ADVICE to 78900.
Global Player.
Find thousands of brilliant podcasts like Blummin' Legends with Johnny Vaughan.
Each week we tell you all about a Blummin' Legend. So these people could be explorers, hunters, musicians, everything in between. We fill you in on the history, give you some of the facts, and hopefully entertain you in the process.
And find brilliant live playlists, like Classic FM Revision. The perfect classical music to help you focus.
Global Player.
Download it now for free.
This is Classic FM with the latest news. Next.
Multi-point inspection, tick. Full history check, tick. £750 deposit contribution, tick.
Every used SEAT is thoroughly checked by a trained technician. However, during the SEAT-approved used event, selected vehicles come with one more check. £750 towards your deposit at 11.4% APR representative. Offer ends 30th of April, so clock's ticking.
Tick, 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 tick.
Search SEAT used cars. With Solutions Personal Contract Plan on vehicles up to 3 years old. Participating retailers only. Indemnities may be required. T's and C's apply. SEAT Finance.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 11 o'clock, Sir Keir Starmer has warned it's likely that President Trump's tariffs will hit the UK. Britain has been trying to negotiate an exemption from American import taxes on goods from around the world. Mr. Trump is set to unveil the levies tomorrow. Conservative leader Kemi Badenoch has told Classic FM that she's concerned.
They should be doing everything they can to negotiate away the possibility of tariffs. A trade deal is the best way, but it has to be some